you gotta honor that error as a hidden intention. Well, hey man, you want a card? They're oblique strategies. No two cards are alike. You can think about whatever you want and take a card.
Sure.
Oblique strategies. What would you get?
It says, withdrawing in disgust is not the same thing as apathy.
I had no real agenda or message or point of communication for anybody, and I just wanted to explore the subject sort of dead head straight on without much emotion. Lack of emotion is almost like a little like no style in a way.
I'd like to begin by asking Mr. Sanders whether we have serious terminological problems. For instance, are you a hippie, Mr. Sanders? And if not, wherein not?
Well, I'm not exactly a hippie. I mean, I have certain sentiments for that, quote, hippie movement, unquote. I would say that I'm different from the hippies in that I would have a more radical political solution to the problems of this part of the century. And I have my roots more strongly in, say, the classical tradition and in poetry and literature rather than in dope and street sex.
This you think...
And you wrote, you published that magazine called what?
Called Gutter Expletive, a magazine of the arts.
Well, now, do I understand from this that we are supposed to make the inference that the hippies don't have a highly developed political schedule, a highly developed political ideology?
Is it the problem with the terms like hippie is that they have a definition foisted on them by the media, and that the word hippie is... has been limited by the necessities of the type of journalists that promote it. And, you can't rely on the name hippie to include a human being, you know, everything about a particular human being. You know, so it's a bad term, I think, because it has no meaning. I think of hippopotamus, and I mean, it has no other connection, spiritual and emotional, like, say, Beat. Generation title had.
Brothers and sisters, come on now. That means everybody just cool out.
Let me out of here.
There's no way to go, man.
Cool out. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Cool. I know. I can't take this fucking everybody be cool now. Come on.
It's only emergency.
Excuse me. All right. How are we doing over there? All right? Can we still make it down the front? Can we still collect ourselves, everybody? Can everyone just... I don't know what happened, I couldn't see, but I hope you're all right. Are you all right? Okay, let's just give ourselves another half a minute before we get our breath back. Everyone just cool down and easy. Is there anyone there that's hurt, huh? Everyone all right? Okay. All right. I think we're cool. We can go. We always have something very funny happens when we start that number.
Thank you.
shake that frame. Me and you. Me and you. Nobody. What do you? Nobody. What do you? Shake it back.
Anna Karina, Samy Frey et Claude Brasseur font même une démonstration de danse très réussie.
No! no. I've got less important things to do.
What do you do to earn a living?
You mean work? To hell with the kind of work you have to do to earn a living. All it does is fill the bellies of the pigs who exploit us. Hey, look at me. I'm making it. I may live badly, but at least I don't have to work to do it.
What would it take for you to get a job?
Hey, I'll get a job when I hear the true call. Something else. To all you workers out there, every single commodity you produce is a piece of your own death.
What was your relationship like with your...
End of interview.
Boss has decreed that his newspaper, The Scum, is to be moved to Scabland and staffed by faithful toadies.
Well, he's off to work in the new building, past the barbed wire fortifications, then through the electrically controlled gates, as well as the anti-intruder video system, and the Scum's special security patrol squad ID check, and into my office. This is the only way we can maintain press freedom.
Murdoch set about equipping his whopping print works to exclude the print union, SOGA, and the NGA. Work was carried out in secret by ATEX, an American computer company, on the pretext of setting up a new London paper, The Post, but Murdoch was buying time. With the assistance of the Electricians' Union, the EETPU, Murdoch prepared to print papers. 6,000 printers were thrown out of work as Murdoch switched production of The Sun, News of the World, Times and Sunday Times from Fleet Street to Wapping and his other new works in Glasgow. Journalists were asked to choose between a £2,000 a year pay rise with free medical insurance or the sack. From behind the razor wire, Murdoch's papers tell us of a new heroism, free of unions, with greater choice, more pages, more fun. There is no doubt whose interests Murdoch is seeking to protect. One of a handful of multinational media magnates, Murdoch has built up a global empire in the major communications industries, news, TV, films, entertainment.
Demonstrations to show that the lies that's being put about, that it's just about high-paid printers, is untrue. We've got lots of women involved who are on low pay, cleaners, for instance, clerical workers, security people, and the high wages that Mr. Murdoch's organisation talks about isn't true. The law requires that you ballot before a dispute. We did that, and yet our members are still being sacked. So the laws are quite clearly bad laws, evil laws, I would suggest, against ordinary working people. So that's one reason why the public should be interested. The other reason why the public should be interested is in the area of freedom of the press. A misused term in this country, unfortunately. We don't have the right of reply embodied in law, as many countries do. And with the absence of that, the trade unions in the national newspapers have stepped in time and time again when the press have been printing downright lies about trade unionists or about ordinary people. And without trade union presence, that's going to go. Now, that's been proved in this last week, because a week last Friday, The Sun printed 20 lies about our people. We sought the right of reply, and Mr. Murdoch said, no way, you're not getting it. So the people who read his paper didn't have a balanced view. They had his story. They didn't have our side of the story. Now, that must be bad for press freedom.
Well done, lads. Tell the truth about Murdoch.
People have been prepared to accept change, understand the job implications of new technology, but still prepared to accept new technology. What's quite clear now from the conspiracy of deceit that has taken place over the last year, with companies set up in secret, equipment imported in secret, with the letter in December between his solicitors and himself about the cheapest way of getting rid of a workforce, it's quite clear to us that Mr. Murdoch never intended us to go into Wapping.
The streets full of strikers, not only from Disney but from other studios, parading back and forth with signs, and this wonderful, idyllic, utopian place is in shambles.
All of a sudden, the moment of the shared, that we are in this together, the victories are all of our victories. That spell gets broken.
He poured his passion, everything he believed in, into the studio. It was the studio that went against him at this point. It was his own creation that went against him.
This idea is sensational! Let's go tell the boss!
Hey, let's hit it for a race.
Yeah, sure, this is Roy Rio's
own. Oh, we're gonna hit the big boss for a race.
Yes, we're gonna hit the big boss for a race.
Oh, we're gonna get more money.
Cause we know that we're money. We're gonna hit the big
boss. You always wanna look at your photographer?
There I am.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's a magic night in America. I'm just glad we're all here sharing in the excitement. Hey, you too. Have a good night.
It's a small world, you know what I mean?
It's a small world after all.
Bye, guys.
Don't leave me alone.
See you in your local rear.
Drive carefully.
Wait a minute, honey. Let's leave.
Please do not disturb. Yes. I don't know. Bye.
See you at the world premiere.
Disney. Any comments?
Not one comment from Miss Mel. Salt and slippery isn't bad, but...
Well, let's... Have a good night.
All right,
drive carefully.
See you later.
See you at the Magic Kingdom.
See you at the Magic Kingdom.
To include what Look magazine called the Folage, and was simply a paste-up random collage of black and white Life magazine photographs of the time.
And I wondered if that could be made mobile, if that could be made active.
I wanted to make a structure where the transfer of information would truly be experiential. You were absolutely surrounded by media, and that was a new experience, and human beings are interested in new experiences. The play of the projections on them was highly evocative. It integrated distortions. You distort things, you see them in a much more interesting way. It offered a kind of platform for modeling abstract ideas in a way that really made them accessible to people.
General repairs should always include second-hand parts where possible, parts from other bikes or whatever is at hand like scrap. Quite often things can be repaired by an alternative method simply to save money. 9. Start a rat box. A cardboard box in which to collect useful ratty bits and pieces for using as and when your ideas transpire. For example, scrap, army items, scrim, possibly Halloween items, and anything else you can think of. I've got stickers, Scrimlayer, mesh, bits of wire, army straps, a grenade, it's plastic of course, but lots of usefulness in this box. 6. Don't copy other people's bikes, but be inspired by them. If you see something that you like, use the idea, but change it and adapt it into your own unique style.
Issued a garden gnome alert after 400 of its figurines disappeared from lampposts using in campaigning placed by the Socialist Party head of elections in Western Austria. The gnomes were hung 3 meters more than 3 yards from the ground, presumably in part of a prevent mass pilfering. But a party statement Monday said that 400 gnomes valued at around 3,000 euros had gone missing over this weekend. The party suspects the heist was less outright theft and more dirty electioneering, accusing the rival Conservative People's Party of being behind the disappearance. It notes that the same of the gnomes have been placed by People Party posters. The People's Party denies involvement in the gnome scandal.
hermitage from the 18th century that still has its original furniture. Now, in that case, it was an imaginary hermit. So there's a little table made from the trunk of a tree, and a hermit's chair and four other chairs for visitors. And on the table there were placed things like a pair of eyeglasses and so on to suggest that the hermit had just stepped out. So that sort of hermit was an imaginary hermit. But there are also many real ones. In some cases, people advertised for hermits, and indeed aspiring hermits also advertised. There is, for example, an advertisement in Plymouth in which an aspiring hermit says, experienced hermit seeks new situation, the normal compensation required, that kind of thing. And there are also advertisements for people looking for hermits, and they generally specify that it's a 7-year job, the hermit won't be allowed to wash or cut his hair, or in some cases cut his nails, so would live effectively in squalor. Now, this is an 18th century phenomenon, but it goes on into the early 19th century, whereupon the hermits disappear, leaving a kind of cultural void. And one of the things I've had to think about in this book is the way that cultural void was filled. And one of the ways in which it was filled, as the great garden became the small garden, the garden of our suburbs, was by the use of garden gnomes. Now, garden gnomes have their own history. They come from Thuringia in Germany, but they did fill the space for the garden gnome, and they're miniature people in the garden. The difference, of course, is that aristocratic hermits are very upper class, whereas gnomes, as you know, are very working class, which is why until this year, when the ban has been temporarily lifted at the Chelsea Flower Show, garden gnomes have been banned. So they have a very odd kind of cultural decline, as it were, from live people hired to look picturesque and to represent melancholy to little decorative figures often unloved in our suburban gardens.
We're gonna kiss you goodbye, and we leave you to kiss each other goodbye. And I can't. We're gonna see you again. All right. Kiss each other goodbye. Sleep. Good night.